Last time on The Usual Time.
Droop, do you need rest?
Look at me, I'm fine.
How much further did they say the city was?
It's hard to say where we're at now.
If you guys want to go ahead, I might just rest here for a little while and...
All right. Well.
Talia will offer to heal you nonchalantly, Almalexia, so as not to hurt your pride after everybody else has moved forward. You suddenly in the distance are able to see the orange glow of what looks like firelight.
All right.
Hey, Shadow, do you see that? What is that up there?
It's far away.
As you guys approach, you can hear a very deep voice saying, "Master Dragon is strong, but his followers weak like little babies. I am only one with might to follow him."
Should I just kill him?
You're the leader. Lizard. How many were there?
Like 5? It's not going to be much of a fight.
Well, I say we go for it then.
I'm going to encircle them in a wall of fire.
He casts and into existence stone walls across where your firewall is emanating from, creating a pathway out.
Did you burn them all?
All of you can see coming around either side of the pillar of flame what appear to be gigantic looking eagles. It's going to try and grapple Droop with its talons.
I will hit them with fireball.
The lizards all drop dead. The big guy doesn't.
I am going to cast Ray of Frost
to the big guy's turn. Having seen all of his companions go down, see him pull something out of his tiny little pouch at his waist and drink it. And now you all can see he begins to grow in size.
Come and get me!
And now the fight continues.
Hit me!
It just, like, deafening in this giant enclosed echoey space.
Jesus.
The eagles are up next. One of them will turn and take a hit at you again, Shadow.
Okay. AC is still 17.
First hit misses. Second hit also misses. The other one is going to continue flying away with Droop and take a talon attack at him. It hits. It's raking Droop's back with its claws as it's flying away with him, and he takes some damage. That'll be the end of the enemy's turns. Droop's up next. He's going to continue trying to free himself. Not quite. He doesn't do it.
Jesus.
And is now about 30-ish feet in the air.
So on.
End of... Grar, you're up next.
Well, that's still a possible throw, so I'm going to yuck another javelin, because that's what I had queued and ready here.
Okay.
So at disadvantage. First roll is a 13. Second roll is a 15, so 13. And 8 is 21.
That'll hit.
3 plus 4 is 7.
You Hail Mary it, and the javelin goes sailing into this thing's neck, and it doesn't fall to the ground, but kind of just you see a flash of light, and it dissolves, and Droop goes falling.
I may have kind of forgotten that they poof. Out of game. In game, I don't care. Casey maybe feels a little bit bad.
I don't know that they do, but I'm flavoring it that way.
No, if it's contra animals, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
It is, yeah.
Casey was not thinking about that. I was like, oh, you know, it'll like fall with the body. Sorry. Okay, mark down that I use that javelin. And I'm just gonna, that's my action. So, end turn.
I just want to point out, we here at Usual Time, we keep track of ammunition.
I do.
That's right. It's a professional podcast.
I think javelins are a little different than arrows.
Don't ruin it. We're professionals.
I did in the Curse of Strahd campaign, and my initial ammunition I got from level 1 never got used up in the entire campaign.
He also never got a hand crossbow.
Yoko switched off
he was looking for.
Arrow was pretty fast.
What was it?
I wanted to get a heavy crossbow.
Heavy crossbow.
I was told there basically wasn't one in the world.
That's right.
In all of Barovia, you can't get what you want.
You should have met somebody that could build you one.
That was how it was worded too.
Tough stuff, my guy. All right, so come at me, bro. Is here to save the day.
Yep. Swooped past for another attack on you.
An eagle is swooping. I'm gonna pop a chaos bolt.
Don't kill the captain.
I don't think there are any allies around to kill this time. They literally aren't. So yeah, I'm gonna pop chaos bolt at it. Attack roll. 22.
Yeah, that'll hit it.
For 10 acid damage.
Okay. It's still swooping.
I gotta roll d20 real quick. Yeah, alright. I'm gonna move 10 feet closer to him with my movement and use distance spell and blow a sorcerer point to cast Shocking Grasp on him. Okay. 23.
Hits.
For 13 lightning damage, and it cannot take reactions until the start of its next turn.
Damn, Alexia, you're up next.
Yeah, I'm going to use my action to control Carla to fly out of my pocket, and she can fly 40 feet towards the big guy.
Yep.
And she's going to make a ranged attack with her short bow.
Okay.
That is a 17.
That hits.
Takes one piercing damage and has to make a constitution saving throw. You have to beat a 10.
I did.
Then
well,
nothing.
Those 10.
Ty goes to the attacker.
The roller. Ty always goes to the roller.
Yes. If it's a tie counts, then he saves.
Then he saves. My turn is over.
Dahlia's up next. She's going to move in Droop's direction. He's a ways through difficult terrain. She's gonna run that way and try and catch, but won't be able to quite make it to him. She'll dash, but it's difficult terrain, so basically she ends up moving her full movement, normal movement. And it is the big guy's turn. How close are you?
I got to 30.
He sees you now.
I would hope so. I'd cast Shocking Grasp at him, so.
He locks eyes with you, lets out a roar, pulls back his gigantic club, and rushes towards you and swings at you.
Yikes.
25 to hit.
Well, I would have used popped a shield there, but it wouldn't have mattered. Yikes.
So this will hit you. Kind of like a home run bat in
baseballs?
Smash Bros.
Oh, okay. Oh, even better. That means I have no problem getting back onto the platform if I know how to play the game.
Exactly.
Which I don't.
That'll be 20 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
That'll be end of his turn. The eagle will swoop around. Probably go for you again. Okay. Yep, so it'll take two attacks on you. First one sucks. Second one misses with a 22.
You're good.
It moves in 60 attacks, goes past you another 20-ish feet. End of its turn. Droop's falling 30 feet to the ground. So he takes a decent amount of damage with a thud on the ground. And gets up with the rest of his movement, shakes himself off, and takes a dodge stance where he stands. Grier up.
I'm going to double down that Shadow has the distraction. I'm going to dash towards big guy with the intent to move into melee. So that is it.
Okay. You get to the other side of the wall of fire, but there's still about 25 feet between you and the big guy.
My action to cast haste on myself. I now have an additional action I'm going to use to disengage from melee with this big guy. I am going to move flying 20 feet to get to melee with the eagle and use my bonus action to cast Primal Savagery with Quickened Spell. Just okay. Spit some points to use, get a bonus action. And I will cat claw meow the eagle, which is an attack roll. 15 plus 6 is 21.
That'll hit.
And this is 2d8 with super sharp nails. 2d10, sorry. With super sharp nails. For 11 slashing damage.
Still up.
I end my turn.
Okay, I'm Alexia.
I'm going to have Carlo shoot again. Natural 20! Does that, it doesn't do anything.
That is correct.
What'd you roll, you bitch?
17, 18.
Well, then nothing happens. He takes one damage. Well, I lean against a stalagmite.
Okay.
You guys doing great. Doing great. Go get him, Shadow.
I'm doing it.
End of turn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thalia's up next. Thalia is rushing over to him to make sure he's all right and is able to get to him on her next turn. She is going to ask Droop if he's all right. She can't even Sacred Flame anything, so that's about it. She helps
Sacred Flame
dust himself off and dodge stances herself. The big guy is up again. He just tracks your movement and takes another step towards you. Maybe two. And swings again. Without care for the eagle that you're currently engaged with.
Fair enough. I'm at 17 right now.
Probably hit both of you. Okay. It'll hit.
Shield.
Brings you to
22.
It will miss. It will, however, poof the eagle. It is now gone. That is the end of his turn. Bringing us to Droop. Who will say,
let's get over there
and start trying to run his fastest towards the big guy. But it's hard trekking, and he's tiny, so he doesn't get too far. Grar's up next. The big guy pretty much just ignored you and went right for Shadow.
I will move in behind him.
Mm-hmm.
I will cast Shillelagh on one, or on my claws, and I will attack with him. 25?
That'll hit.
With a d8 now? 8 magical bludgeoning damage? Yes, bludgeoning damage. Nope, slashing damage.
Right, because you yep, claws.
But what is your dump stat? Charisma?
And intelligence.
Oh, you can both.
Yeah, they had two that obvious ones.
That makes sense. I just wasn't sure if you had two or just one.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Yep.
Yeah, anything else? Nothing?
No.
Okay. Shadow, you're next.
All right, I'll use my extra action from haste to disengage again. And move my full distance of 30 feet this time.
Okay.
And I will go Scorching Ray. These are ranged spell attacks, so I'm going to use Tides of Chaos for advantage. 3 rays of fire incoming. 24 for the first, 20 for the second, unnatural. 25 for the third.
Damn. Yeah, those all hit.
Very good. Okay. 66 incoming. 23 fire damage. Okay, that will be the end of my turn.
Okay. I'm Alexia. You're up next.
Yeah, I'm gonna another fucking short bow attack. Or long bow? Whatever bow it is. It doesn't matter, it's one damage. 17.
Hits.
Roll a 1, you bitch.
It's not 1. It's higher than 10.
You're a dick. Roll better for Droop.
I should, but I don't.
I should, but I won't.
As far at this point, I just considered it a character flaw. A really, really unfortunate one.
Talia is up next.
You're recording the 3 damage I did, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wait, let me add that. It's still up.
I didn't put the last one on there, but I did add the first 2.
I had a feeling.
Sorry. 15 feet. She's just going to follow Droop in, trying to get closer to this hulking mass. It'll be his turn next. Let's see, you didn't actually hit him this round. But you did. And he will turn around.
Turn around.
What is this annoying thing at my feet?
And look down and do something.
I believe you.
Grar, you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Is it something I can see?
Yes.
Well, is it a spell?
It is a spell. As he turns around.
Counter
and
spell.
What level does that block up to?
3. And then after that, it requires some rolling, I believe.
So it works before the spell goes off. It's a 3rd level spell, so it will just fail.
Woo.
He turns to you and does nothing.
Tries to fire bend and he can't.
He brings his hands together, pointed directly at you, and a poof of smoke comes out, and he looks confused.
Not everybody can get it up on command.
And that's the end of his turn. Droop's up next. He uses his movement to get closer. There now. Well, he's now 30-ish feet away. Grar?
What's up?
He has his attention on you, but seems to have failed to attack on his last turn.
I will attack again. First with the Shillelagh. Ooh, smaller number this time. 6 plus... Looking at a 13.
Sorry, 13 doesn't cut it.
Okay.
I love that show.
Offhand attack. Oh, we turned that number upside down and become something else. 17.
17 works.
4 damage.
Okay. Just smacking him with your stick.
With my claws.
Yeah. So this is kind of like how Droop probably feels attacking anything. To put things in perspective, your tiny little club whacking on his shin, probably.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. I guess he's not that tall. Your tiny little club whapping on his hips. Shadow, you're up.
That counterspell created a wild magic surge that will maximize the damage of my next damaging spell.
Oh boy.
Over the last minute.
How'd you get that lucky?
There's apparently a good result on this table.
Sure there is. You get all your sorcery points back.
That would be great. I haven't burned too many, but that would always be good. So that happened. He's focused away from me. This is good. Just gonna Scorching Ray him again.
And so this is auto max?
Yeah, so if I got a hit with it, but yeah. So 3. Alright, 1 attack. 18. 2 attacks, 17. 3 attacks, 24.
Does all hit?
Woo! Maximize damage. That would be 36. Yeah, 36 fire. 6 on each of the 6s.
Okay. He looks angry. He's still standing.
I look at him like, damn. Damn, that was good. And I, have that extra action from haste. So I will use it to dash away. I'm going to use it to go to the top of the cavern.
Okay.
And end my turn. Do I find a demon creature up there?
No, but as you get closer to the source of all the blue-greenish light, you see it's just thousands and thousands of tiny little glowworms crawling around on the ceiling.
Yuck.
Actually, mostly stationary with, you know, saliva glands dripping down to catch.
Why do you do this?
Well, we'll have to wash off our armor later, but that's okay.
Good. I'm Alexia.
Carla ain't better! And I'm gonna have her attack.
Okay.
I want this to work.
That's a 19.
That'll hit.
Roll less.
What is it? Constitution?
Yeah.
It fails.
Ooh. What'd you roll? Or what was the total?
Total would have been 6.
Okay, so it doesn't fall unconscious, unfortunately. But is poisoned for a minute! Which means it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Damn.
All right. Yes!
You foiled my battle plans.
End turn! I did something today!
You did it again.
All right. Talia moves forward another 15. Now I'll be about 30-ish feet away past her sacred flame. It's the end of her turn. The big guy, having been poisoned and shot with a very hot fire ray and poked at with a stick, he starts his turn and he begins to sink into the floor.
Oh, jeez.
His entire giant body just kind of looks like it is sucked into the cave floor and disappears. You guys are kind of in pseudo turn-based.
This happened in front of me, right?
Directly in front of you.
Do I recognize this as a spell? Hint. I have melt into stone, if it's that.
It is, then you would.
I see this happen. Are there... So I know you said there were stalagmites. Are there also stalactites?
Yes.
Do there appear to be any of decent size above this space?
Odds yes, evens no.
Fair?
Odds yes.
Okay. I say to the others, while standing literally on top of his space and just stomping the ground, he's still inside there.
Hey.
I don't know if they say anything in response.
Shadow, you'd technically be up next.
I'll use my action, or I'll use my movement to move down 30 feet and be like, we'll get him! Get him! Go on! You got this! And I'll wait.
Okay. Amalexia, you got the next turn.
And I'm actually decently far away. So
yeah,
like,
you probably have... can't really see.
I saw him just shrink behind the wall, and I'm like,
Well, the pillar of fire is gone. Suddenly, this giant creature, it didn't appear to shrink down, more like he just started to fall into the earth.
Yeah. I'll start moving at a normal pace towards where it was.
Okay.
So see what's going on. And I'll take a dodge stance.
Okay. Thalia will continue moving towards the area. He's going to have a technical turn. Droop makes it to basically where you are, Grar, and says,
"What do you mean he's still there? I didn't even get to hit him yet."
It's your turn, technically. We're staying in order. Grar.
I'm going to look at Droop, and I say, "I'm going to take you up. I need you to drop rocks down on this space." And I will wild shape into a Pteranodon, and I will wait for him to get on my back.
Get on my back level. Okay, you can do that. Shadow, you're next.
I thought you were gonna get him. You said he's right there. What is this? I end my turn.
Alexia, you're still a ways off.
Yeah, I'll take my normal movement, dodge, and just keep like an eye out on the... I heard him say something about under there, so I'll guess...
kind of close, right? And you share sensory perception with her?
Kinda. She can tell me.
You probably have a gist of what's going
on. So I'm gonna like keep an eye on the ground in case I have to, you know, jump away or something.
Sure. Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. You can do that. Thalia arrives at the location and says, Well, what's your plan? Why the flyers? Ends her turn. Droops up. He's basically just looking around and... Oh, wait, you told him to get on your back. So he will do that. He says, okay, now what's the plan? Ends his turn. Grow, you're up.
I take him up to the approximate rocks above that space and get as close as I can so he can swing at them.
Okay. Shadow?
I follow them up.
Okay.
And I'm like, what are you doing? What is going on here?
Okay.
This isn't a battle strategy.
Alexia?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep moving up to get close to the area, and I guess I'll just keep an eye on the ground.
Alright, you'd be able to get basically to where Droop and Thalia are standing, waiting to see what's going to happen.
Not Droop.
Sorry. Yeah, Droop was there, but is no longer. We're back to...
Wait for the spell to end.
This one, I see what you're doing, and this is going to be interesting to rule on. He does the same thing he did last turn. And that'll bring us to Droop's turn. So, what's your fly speed? Because it's 60 feet to the top.
Pteranodons fly 60 feet.
Okay. So you're able to get up to the roof, and you're just kind of flying in a circle around some larger stalactites?
Yeah, in a circle, if it doesn't look like something that I can, like, safely cling to or hover by.
However... Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's doable, and then your plan was Droop take a swing at them, I assume?
Yar.
Several. Okay. So he'll take his three swings... Oh boy.
Jesus fuck, don't fuck.
The second one might have hit. Nope.
Why are you so bad at this, Droop?
He chinks it off the rock like three times. Unfortunately, it's not enough to dislodge anything. And Shadow, you're up next.
Are you even trying, Droop? What is this? This is pathetic.
Look, I'm swinging as hard as I can here. I don't have good footing on this. Like, look at this.
He just, like, points down.
Look at this pteranodon. I can't get any footing here. I'm gonna get my quarterstaff out and help with Shillelagh.
Okay.
And attempt to bludgeon the stalactite to death.
Yep.
Or to falling, which appears to be the plan here.
Yeah, that seems to be the plan.
So, yeah.
So roll an attack.
Yeah. Shillelagh is plus 7 to attack, so 25.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And 1d8 plus 2 to damage. So, 5. Magic bludgeoning.
You create a large crack in this thing.
Okay.
But it doesn't fall just yet.
Okay. God damn it. Okay, I'm gonna get the dragon tooth dagger out. I'm assuming I don't get the 1d6 dragon tooth dagger damage, but I'll get the dragon or the dagger damage.
Yeah, why don't you say dragon dagger some more?
Dragon tooth dagger. Dagger, dragon. That's 17 plus 8.
Yeah, that...
For 8 damage. More damage than I did with the Shillelagh.
Yeah, that's enough to crack the rest of the way through this. You kind of shove your dagger in and use it for leverage to break off this chunk of stalactite. Okay. I have my damage amount. So the amount of damage I rolled was 19. I'm not sold that that's going to disfigure the floor of this cavern enough to completely dispel it. Alexia, a stalactite falls and crumbles to dust as it hits the ground in front of you. Not too far in front of you.
What's the ruling on telekinesis and... stalactites.
I hate you. I hate you. That's what the rule is.
As well, you should.
It's 1,000 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to maybe pull one down on the ground just to like copy them.
Okay, so you see what they're doing and wants to play copies cats. You'd be able to find one that you think you could move. I'll just put it that way. There's a lot of them.
Pull it off and then try and drop it in the same location that they...
Oh, boy. So now I have to...
You pulled the rock off.
You pulled the rock off?
I'm just going to have you do a strength check against its AC, what I was using for its AC.
I would use a strength check?
That's what it says. Creature's strength check.
I was going to say, if anything, it should be my...
Your ability, yeah. So your ability check,
ability check, that is...
Jesus Christ.
24.
How do I get myself into this? Yeah. 24 is plenty to crack one of these large stones off the roof and make it fall. Why don't you roll the damage this time, and it'll be 66 because it's falling 60 feet.
Oh, right, and they're... Okay.
We're going to do the math later and find out
23.
The amount of...
I look and see if anyone's impressed, and end my turn.
Thalia's like... kind of watching you as you've got your hand up to the ceiling and says, "What you doing there?"
And then jumps back again.
Jumps back. She can't really contribute, I don't think. She continues to watch. All right, where's this asshole at? And suddenly, rising through the stone, you see a big guy who has less damage than when he sunk into the stone.
Well, I don't know that.
Drop stalactites on him!
I found something I can do!
And as he rises out of the stone...
Arise.
Yes, sir.
You hear him screaming, "I am only one with might enough to follow Master Dragon!" And he... swings his club down on Thalia, who's standing right there.
Yeet!
Tough stuff. Thank God she's the one with the health.
Direct hit.
Combo!
She's knocked off her feet with the blow from this giant hammer.
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Andrew Klon, Casey Trickle, and Tyler Kuhn. Songs in this episode include Turn the Tide by Arcane Anthems and Netherland by Poddington Bear. The fight concludes next time on The Usual Time.